We're talking today with Roger Gribble, area agronomist for the north central northwestern part of the state of Oklahoma. Roger, after a lot of years, how many years, in fact, Roger, have you been here at in Enid?
Well, I've been here in Enid for 20 years. Dale Fain stepped out in about 1992, and then I filled in 93.
Okay, so since that time, you've been the area agronomist. You've decided to hang it up as of the end of 2013. What's the difference between early 90s and today?
Well, the big thing would be that, you know, we started mostly with wheat and alfalfa were the only crops that we had in northwest Oklahoma. The big expansion, you know, now we've got corn, canola, grain sorghum, soybeans. And I would have never thought soybeans, which was the first one that came in, I didn't think they would make it. And we had good researchers and good extension people on campus that came out, kind of trained me up on it, and then we were able to spread the news. And basically, that has really changed the dynamics of what we've got here in northwest Oklahoma.
You know, the not that many years after you came in, we had that Freedom to Farm Act 1998 that allowed farmers to start shifting acres around. Before that, they were stuck really with wheat in a lot of cases.
Yeah, we'd get our hands tied, but since that point in time, the opportunity that producers have been given to do some things outside of just wheat and alfalfa has really exploded. Commodity prices are always important to make the decisions there, and we hit a really good market for, you know, really the last 6 or 7 years here. We've been on a roll. Other parts of the country, due to drought or some other things that went wrong, we in Oklahoma here, we've been really able to reap the benefits of crop rotation with a commodity price that's adequate for making money on farmers.
We were talking a little while ago about dry weather, and really you were saying most of the years that you've been here since the early 90s, except 2011, 2012, have been really good years as far as moisture supplies.
Yeah. I think most people have seen the SunUp program where Al Sutherland has showed you know, the period of time, and Gary McManus has been doing presentations on drought. But when I started in 93, we were in an uptrend, and for the last ballpark 20 years, Ron, we have been in above average moisture conditions, and I've been able to help farmers because we've been able to move along with rainfall. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the last couple of years have really been a dramatic blow to a lot of people. But other people were able to take advantage of maybe no-till production, some other crops that may be better suited for the rainfall that we did get, for example, like canola, and able to persist from that on. So yeah, the last years have been pretty dry. And whoever comes in behind me, Ron, is going to have to work people through this dry spell.
Right. Canola. You mentioned canola. Been around for, around numbers a decade or a little bit longer now in the state of Oklahoma. And it's been a remarkable story. And you've been right kind of at the epicenter of it.
Yeah. It was Dr. Pieper's brainchild. And we had five growers with about 10 acres. And there were some failures there. But we did show that it was going to work. And from that point, it was basically extension providing education, but the industry really led the change, whether it would be the varieties that came in. I know you got behind a lot of promotional and educational programs that came along that really pushed canola along, and I think now producers are reaping the benefit from having crop rotation. And, you know, my strong suit has always been wheat, and boy, I sure like looking at wheat behind canola. I know the rotational benefits, and I think producers are really excited with wheat behind canola. And canola has been our savings grace here of late.
And I guess finally, Roger, you know, when it comes down to extension, it's all about the people that you work with in these counties that you've been serving.
It's been fun. The educators have been really good. Our state specialist and administration that have been able to help provide money for us in some of our struggling times has really been good. But my success stories are with producers, and it goes beyond just teaching them and learning from them. You know, we discuss families and how we react and what we do at the ball games at OSU. Those have all been just terrific memories and things that I'll carry on for a long time because I've just really enjoyed working with the people that are here.
What is next for Roger Gribble?
We're not that old. Yeah, and I'm not that old. We'll be involved in some agriculture production back towards Watonga, where I'm living at. So we'll be involved with agriculture down in that part of the world.